There are many challenges in breaking down science for consumption. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Laura Gerton, professor of earth science at Penn State Brandywine, details a solution.
Science has a communication challenge. Scientists are trained and successful in sharing their research results in professional peer-reviewed journals. But the general population does not have access to these publications. Or if they do, they are left scratching their heads trying to figure out what was done and why it matters. To broaden the reach of sharing scientific accomplishments, scientists need to focus on telling stories and using tools to communicate those stories, such as art. I use quilts to tell stories of science. You may not think of pairing science and quilts together, but showcasing a science narrative in a quilt immediately provides a welcoming visual to invite the viewer to explore fabrics and patterns as they are laid out in the display. As one learns the story presented in a quilt, I have found they want to share their own quilt or blanket story. Everyone has a favorite blanket. And then take the information they have just learned and pass it along to others, thereby engaging in the most important step all individuals can take when it comes to building science literacy. Just to start talking about science. I have seen this several times when I have displayed quilts for my collection, Stitching Hope for the Louisiana Coast. These quilts are based upon stories of adaptation and resilience shown by residents in southern Louisiana, an area that is known for its doom and gloom stories from sea level rise, habitat degradation, and impacts from more intense hurricanes year after year. Each quilt contains one success story that is told through panels of fabric across the creative work. Scientists and non-scientists alike are able to share, to teach, to learn, and to importantly, communicate not just the what of scientific research, but why the research matters and how it benefits society.
That was Laura Gerton of Penn State Brandywine. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.